the Gemara that if a person would say to a woman, to his wife, Havei at bas chorin, that would not work for get. Similarly, if he would say a lashon of Havei Matas L'Choladam for a shifcha, it also would not work. We discussed yesterday when it says Amar, what does it mean exactly? Rashi says, in Kasav Lashon Zebeget, Ein Zeh Lashon Gerushin, the case there where he said a lashon of Hareyat, Baschorin, in a get, the lashon of the Nusach HaGet. Why did Rashi say that? Apparently Rashi holds that we can't be discussing a verbal declaration by get, because there is no requirement of a verbal declaration. As we saw in Tosafot Yud, many Rishonim assume that all that's required is Hagitech, like it says in the Mishnah Git 9 Ches, and Harei Mutas L'Choladim is written in the get. They don't have to say anything. However, we saw the Balamor, he holds that there's a requirement to say, besides for the get, and what's written in the get, you have to say the Lashon Harei Mutas L'Choladim as well. And without that, there's no Gerushin. So then obviously this Gemara would be Kipshuto. When it says Amar, it means Amar. One could wonder, according to Tosis, Tosis had a different shot. What do you have to say, Harei Mutas L'Choladim? Shvotehe Mishalcha V'Chozeres. Is it halacha that you have to make sure she's not going to return? So if you use a lashon of Harei Bas Chorin, and you used it verbally, would that be a problem in terms of Tosis' requirement? She wouldn't get the message not to come back. She should probably probably communicate what Mishalcha V'Chozeres should communicate. Even a lashon that's not quite associated with Isha, I would say maybe should be enough as far as that's concerned. Maybe Tosafot would have to learn with Rashi, that the discussion is what's written in the get. Not 100% sure on Varaya, but you know, you have to know what would Tosafot say in this Gemara in this case. Also interesting is when we discuss the case by Shichrur of saying Hareat Muteris L'Choladam, and it's no good, and we'll see the reason soon. So according to the Baal Mor, presumably it's also an Amar. And that's a chidush that we haven't seen yet. That there's a halacha of Amira separate from the Shtar Shichrur that's given to the Shivcha, to the Eved Kenani, that you have to declare as such that you are Meshuchrur, whatever it is, Hareat Baschorin. That we haven't seen. Baal Mor doesn't discuss Shichrur, but again, if you read the Gemara and it's parallel to before, the chiddush that we would learn from the Baal Mor as well, that you have to have an Amira by Shichrur. We have to know if that's true, in fact. Otherwise, it's not parallel. Otherwise, you have to learn that by Shichrur, it's about what's in the Shtar. Okay, so exactly what's the problem in these Lishonos? When it comes to the Lashon of Hareyat Baschorin that's used for an Isha, so that's no good. Rashi says, the Ein Zeh Lashon Gerushin, pretty simple. In other words, Bas Chorin is a lashon of someone who is an Eved, and now they're not an Eved. But a woman is never an Eved, it's a separate idea. She's an Isha, now she's free, so it's nothing to do with Bas Chorin. What about the other case? To say, Haret Muteres L'Chol Adam, to an Eved, to a Shivcha. So Rashi explains over here, why is not good lashon for Shivcha? Says Rashi, Harei Muteres Lashon Gerushin Hu, the low Lashon Shichrur. The word Harei Muteres is a Lashon for Gerushin, not for Shichrur. Why? The Shivcha. The Ibas Chorin Mashvila, Eina Muteres Lavadim. If you're trying to make her free, so this is not a Lashon that will make her free, because now that she's free, she has Isurin that exist in terms of marrying an Eved. So therefore, it's not true Harei Muteres L'Chon. It's not a Lashon of Shichrur, because L'maisa, by becoming free, she's Asur to Avad. Whereas when it comes to an Isha, a Lashon Get, Hu L'Isha Shematira L'Chol Mi Sha'isa Asura Lo Al Yado. There, the Lashon of Muteres is a valid Lashon for a Gerushin, because she becomes Mutter to all who she was Asur through him, through the marriage. She's an Eishas Ish, she's Asur to everybody, as an Eishas Ish. And now she becomes mutter. So that's exactly what you're saying, Harei Muteres L'Choladam, that's undoing the issues. This is what Rashi says over here. Interesting. The Rashi in Gittin, the Gemara appears in Gittin as well, the same flow of Gemara, the various shailas about Lashon Get and Lashon Shichrur, and using interchangeable Lashonos. And there, Rashi has a different pshat in why you can't use Hareat Muteres for Shivcha. What does Rashi say over there? Russian Rashi. Amal Shivchasa Hareat Muteres Chaladam Lo Amakum Del Gabi Malacha Lo Afka Mine. Because regarding Malacha, you have not released her. All you said is she's now Muter to everybody, as opposed to when she was a shivcha. So that speaks to what aspect of the avdus, the issue of isurim, who she's asur to, or who she was asur to, and who she becomes mutter to. That now she can marry a Jewish man. But what you didn't speak to in this lesson is the you can call the kinyan mammon of the avdus, the malacha. Says Rashi, you know, what happens if you're only relating in the shichra to the kinyan isur? We call it kinyan isur, the halachas that stem from the status of yichus of the eved, but you don't speak to the malacha. So the gabi malacha la'afka minei became the shivcha he, the shem shivcha la, since vis-a-vis the malacha nothing has changed, she's still a shivcha with her requirement to work, lo mishtar yinami ben chorin, so it comes down, nothing happened. What Rashi's saying here is an important yisod. Again, shivcha and eved kinani has two components to the avdus. One is the halacha that the meshubit, the kinyan haguf of malacha for mamon, the kinyan mamon, the status that there's a shibud of mamon, the kinyan haguf for that, and then the kinyan isur, the kinyan haguf vis-a-vis the status of yichus. And if all you relate to in the shichur, in the maisa shichur, in the shtar shichur, is the kinyan isur, and as far as the mamon, you're still leaving the kinyan mamon intact, then you haven't done anything. And therefore, Hareyat Mutesu Chaladim, which did not relate to the Kinyan Mammon, only to the Kinyan Issa, so Mamela, nothing changed. It's not a good Rashi. That's what Rashi says in Gita. Rashi here says something different. Rashi here says it's not a good Rashi of Shechur, because she's not Mutesu Chaladim, because after all, she's Usher to Avadim, becoming a Bas Yisrael means he's Asur to Avadim. On Rashi here, actually one can ask, and Tosa Rush actually asked this Kasha on Rashi. But what did Rashi say at the end? So what about Bayit Isha? Why is Harim Tosa Chaladim a valid Lashon for Gerishin? Because what it means is that whoever is Asur, by virtue of being right now in the situation of being married to me, so that becomes released, you become released from that, and you're no longer Asur to them. So why not just take that idea and bring it over to Shivcha? Right now, as a Shivcha, she's Asur to a Ben Yisrael. So Harim Tesel Chaladim, to all those people that are Asur, you're Asur to them right now, see Muteris. There'll be also an Isur now to Avadim, who now you've been Muter with, okay, but that's a separate Cheshma. So how can Rashi simply say you can't use the Rashi and Tesel Chaladim for Shivcha? Tosa Rush asked this Kasha on Rashi, and because of this, he actually suggests another pshat, which is identical to Rashi in Gita. A second. Pirish Rashi, l'fish eina matira l'choladam ayidei cheirus, l'fish eina seres l'avadim ayidei cheirus. Ava gabi isha, hu matira l'choladam sheis asura lo machmasa. V'kashali, יהכי בשבחה נמי נאמה הכי שהוא מתיר לכל אדם שנסבר להם מחמסו שעשה שבחה. So too by שבחה you can use the Russian of Teresa Chaladim in terms of becoming mutter to all the people that she's nesa מחמסו שעשה שבחה. The Russian מחמסו, people are timing in the morning and Seder, hard to know what it means מחמסו. If she wasn't in שבחה she'd also be Aser as a Goya. So, like the Maisa, she's coming from a state of being non-Jewish. So, that's a machmaso, but means in the state of being a shivcha. So that's muteres lecholada. Hilchach nira li gafarish galo makrom for different reasons. She isra shivcha talui ba'abes shalea. The isra, the kinyan isra, is talui in the kinyan mama. The kosman shalef kia mimena ha'abdus en lashon heter moba. So you can't use lashon heter on the kinyan isra. I'm just using more, fancier jargon. Basically, he's saying you can't relate to a shichur if you don't speak to the abdus component, the mamonis component. And just to talk about the isa and the heter, nothing, you haven't done anything. That can't be a lashon of shichur. So what do you do with the two Rashis? Yeah. Nope. Rashi here, Rashi there. Nope. Could be. Rashi various places had different ways to wear the Gemara. Or maybe we could try to figure out a way to relate one to the other. But Maisa, we have to tell us that Rashi's Kasha and Rashi. You want to answer?
Well, yeah. Well, that problem, Mach Maso, why can't it be answered for Rashi? Rashi Dafka means Al Yoto. Only people, Hariat Mutarz means people that I made up to because of
Hagruf. That's the answer to Rashi's Kasha. Bai and Isha, the Isha that I'm Matir is a function of the Ishas. And therefore, it's Shach to say, Rashi's Haladam, because the Isha that I'm Matir you is a function of your being married to me. Mashaykin, the Isha that I'm Matir you by Shivcha, because it's not Mach Mas. Machmas Yadon, so therefore it doesn't, you can't use a Lashon test. Good, it's a good Yishuv, it's a smart. Right, the Lashon Machmas is obviously not Meduik anyway. Tosu Rashi would be asking, Avok became, but Meteres Chaladim, the Metzius is that right now you're Usher to certain people, and those people you become Mutter, so that's Meteres Chaladim. Yeah, so you could say, you could say in defense of Rashi what you're saying. Well, the Maisa Rashi did say something different in Gita. I was thinking maybe two Rashis are relating to two different angles of this question as follows. What's the issue? How come you can't use Harayat Muteres HaChaladam as a Lashon of Shichu? So Rashi in Gittin was looking at it as follows. What is Harayat Muteres HaChaladam? It's saying, I want to release you from the Kinyan Issu. I want to be matir that status of Abdus in terms of the Isser you have to marry a regular Jewish man. So and that Rashi says that's not going to allow you to create Shichur, because as long as you did not create any basis for a Shichur of the Kinyan Rama, and you can't therefore alter the status of this Eved in terms of Kinyan Isser if you haven't related to the Kinyan Rama. And that's what Rashi says in Gittin. That's what Tosafot seems to say over here. What does Rashi mean over here? Rashi means the following. Why not learn up that the pshat of the Lashon Harei Muteres HaChaladam is a code for you are free? In other words, you're a type of person that's Muteres HaChaladam type of person. In other words, we're going to use the Muteres HaChaladam as a characterization of someone who's not an Eved. Because an Eved is someone that's Usher to a Ben Yisrael, or Bas Yisrael, as the case may be. And someone who's not an Eved is a Muteres HaChaladam type of woman. Meaning that she can marry a Jewish man. So to the extent that I will define this as a language of becoming free, then I'm speaking to every aspect of the Avdus. I'm saying you are Meshukha, you're a person who's Muteres HaChaladam. So let the Lashon itself serve as the Lashon of Shichur. So that Reg Rashi and the Gittin won't help you for it. In other words, there, as if you're trying to free one aspect of the Abdus, not the other. No, I'm trying to free everything with this Lashon, which is communicating that she is a woman who's Meshuchur. She's a Meteres HaChaladam, says Rashi, but it's not a good Lashon for a woman Meshuchur, because it's not true definition. If you want to capture the essence of a Bas Chorin, someone who's a Bas Chorin, you couldn't use another synonym called Muteres HaChaladam. It's not true. Because a Bas Chorin is Asa to an Eved. Therefore, you would not be able to capture the definition of a Bas Chorin, of what a Mishuchreres is, through such a Lashon. So Rashi here is saying a different Knech, because he's trying to relate to a different issue. Verse, you hear what I'm trying to say. So it's a different, it's not a steer in the Rashis. Their Rashi is talking about purely that, what are you doing here? You're trying to release the Kenyan Isser. Rashi is not going to do anything for you. She's still Meshubit the Kenyan Mama. Here Rashi is saying, use this as a phrase that communicates Shichur, since it doesn't capture what Shichur is. It doesn't capture Bas Chorin, because she's a Bas Chorin is not a Muteres HaChaladam. It's a Shalavadim. And then, of course, Tosafot Rashi's Kasha would not be a Kasha, because Rashi here is coming to relate to the question from a different angle than Rashi and Gittin. Rashi and Gittin is what Tosafot Rashi says. Yes, a thought. Maybe that could be a mahalach into the two Rashis. I think Isaac, we were first, Ben, and whoever else. Yes.
Just a clarification. Rashi is saying that the lashon of Harayat Muteres HaChaladam you might think could lift both the king and mom.
Right,
and
right. In other words, the Utezo Chol Adam is a way of saying, you are, this is the profile of the person that I want to make you. I want to make you a Baschorin. So one way is Harei Baschorin, that's typical Russian. Now, why not say another way to express that status, that profile, Utezo Chol Adam, you are a person who is defined in terms of this characteristic.
And the problem,
it's not a good, right? It's not a defining characteristic because why do you say Baschon and Tesa Chaladim? She's Asalavad. So that Rashi is a different angle than Rashi and Gibb. Yeah.
If that is in fact the distinction between the two Rashi and it's not a Kira, so if according to Rashi, if you were to say Harei at Muteres Levenei Chorin,
Very good. So it would come out if you would say a Russian Hareyat Muteres le Ben Chorin le Yisrael. Yeah. So according to Rashi, so it depends how you put it. If you want to look at it in terms of I'm trying just to free the Kenyan Yisrael, that's the Rashi Gittin, then it's not going to work. If you want to describe the person as the person who has, by definition, I have to Ben Chorin, if that's how you're going to touch it, then maybe it could work as a Shechor Chorin. Yeah, it would come out the way I'm, if, as long as it's conveyed in that way. Harei at Muteres Ben Chorin.
Is that enough to lift the Kinyan Mamon?
No, you don't have to, because it could be, if I'm saying it's correct in Rashi here, you're trying to lift everything. You're just trying to put her in that category. Here, it's a good Ha'ar. You have to know if that's how you would read it or you read it differently. Maybe you're reading it as it's trying to just lift one kinyan without the other. See, Harei at Muteres Acholadam maybe more readily can lend itself to a definition of a profile. Maybe not. I don't know. More than Harei at Muteres Ben Chorin. I don't know. We Yisrael. You have to think about it. But it's a good horror. Yeah. No.
Were you successful in?
Obviously not. The interesting,
you're not doing what you're trying to do.
No, you can't. You haven't lifted anything. What we'll have to think about in terms of the next part of Gemara, what about the other way around? If you have a lashon of a star that speaks to the king and mama, so if you tell me that it's still not going to free the person because of the king and iser, but have you at least come with something in king and mama, releasing king and mama? Rashi in Gittin and Tosfos Rashi are both saying that you cannot change the status, the Issa the Heter status, if you haven't altered the Kinyan Mamon status. The other way around, we haven't seen yet. There is a paradigm of releasing the Kinyan Mamon with the Kinyan Issa. That's, what case would that be? Anyone know? Take a guess. How could a person release the Kinyan Mamon without the Kinyan Issa? What can he do to the Eved? He owns the Eved. What can he do to the Eved? He could what? Sell what? Sell him? Say better. Not sell him. What can you do? If you own something, you want to release your title. What do you do? Mafkir. Mafkir Abdo. So there's a machokas Rav and Shmuel in Gittin. Mafkir Abdo, whether Yotzil Ches, Bitzarach get Shechu or Ain't Sarach get Shechu. If you hold, like Rav, that you need to get Shechu, that means that you have a situation of an Eved that has no Kinyan Mamon but still Kinyan Issa. Or maybe once one falls away, the other falls away. It could be you have, that's a case of mafkir abdo. You have to know what about in the mahalach b'shtar. We'll see in the Hemshach HaGemara. Can you have a situation of a shikur b'shtar that's only releasing and it may be successful in releasing the Kinyan Mamon? That we haven't seen yet, but that we're going to see in just a minute in the Gemara. What we do have in Rashi Gittin is the other way. You cannot have a shtar shikur that's going to accomplish even the slightest vis-a-vis the Kinyan Yisra. That's what Rashi's saying. You can't change anything with a lashon that's just addressing the Kenyan Issa. Yeah?
I just want to clarify the answer that the Tosos Rosh gives for Rashi.
Not for Rashi. He says different shot in Rashi.
No, but before he has like a, where he gives the kasha, you could ask it also the other way from the Eved.
Yeah.
I didn't fully understand his answer to that.
No, he wasn't answering. There's Haggah. Someone gave an answer. You can look. There's someone else that they printed in the Kovetz. There's a paragraph there that they bring from someone's Sfardi Tor. I think that's the abbreviation. I'm not sure who it is, but you can relate, right? Yeah. So he has a word there to answer the to answer the kasha. But the kasha was that say say the same
that,
thing by Evan.
Is it saying that like you can't meaning him become this slave becoming free to free people, that's only as a result of them becoming free, but you can't say now like you're mutter and that'll serve as the freedom because you first have to become free to become mutter.
Yeah, that's the pshat told to Rashi's om pshat. But the kasha and Rashi was that why not define it? No, on Rashi's pshat, the problem was that she's asa to an eved. Okay, but that muteris means muteris to those people that you're asa to.
And then the answer, right? So I'm just trying to understand.
No, so that's that kasha he doesn't answer. So it's because of that he has a new pshat in the Gemara. Why it doesn't work?
Yeah, no, I mean the answer that the.
I guess
the smarty brain.
Take a look. Take a look at it. See. Yeah, that's you know to work out yourself. Yeah. Yes, Bart. He has an answer. Yeah.
I'm just missing something. That why is by the woman are we not? I mean, the woman's also not monitored at every man. She also has limitations. So why don't we have a problem with that?
Yes. So meaning what? Meaning what?
She's meaning also by a woman. She's not when you.
She's us. She remains us. She's us to who?
Krovin.
It's a good ha'ara. What about Krovin? Yeah, yeah. So you have to know, the Issa Krovim, the Araisa Krovim, is that called Machmas the man? He marries her, so that the Torah imposes Isurim on the Krovim, and those Isurim remain, even after Gerishim. Yeah, so what about that? The Torah says, not matter completely, but you matter, I can hear a difference between the Issur Mitzad Eishes Ish, which is directly a function of the fact that he's miuchedes to this man, and that's what he's breaking, and the Megillah releasing the iser that's machmaso. What I'm clearing, I haven't fully developed it, but I've been thinking about this question, that the iser krov maybe is a different hagdara. It's not machmaso in the same way. The Torah says that when there's a marriage, then there's relationships that are also usher. Based on the fact that there was a she'erus, there was a kurva, that's not so much machmas. So obviously it's because he's, you know, because of the issues, but machmas so in the same way. I'm not sure if I'm explaining it well, but okay, I hear the question. The question is a valid question. He's not totally the matter her in every regard for every person that she's usher. She remains usher in those krovim. Good. Leave it as a question. Yeah.
Can John's question apply also to? I mean, there are many sermons are that you say Harim Mutaris L'chol Adam to every person, but she's not mutter to marry a kohen. She's not mutter to marry
right,
her
kohen. Right, that's correct. That's
Mary,
correct.
It's not just the kohen that
right.
All there, right?
The kohen. That's what I'm trying to figure out. Is there a way that one can explain the iser of korva of issues, those arise, achos isha, whatever, relatives, uncles, whatever it is, that it's not exactly called machmaso, even though at first glance it sounds like it is. I mean, it's because he was married, not quite in the same way as ishus ish.
Would a kohen fall into that same category?
No, kohen for sure. Kohen for sure. You would agree. Kohen is not mach.
Yeah,
it's not machmaso. It's halacha. Grusha is also a kohen. That for sure is not a problem. The teres acholadim. I should not say the kohen. No. That's a separate halacha. The Torah says Issur Kohen. But mitzad, the Issur that I'm releasing her from, that's Mutasa Chalada. So now I wonder, what about Krovin? It's a good question. It's a good question to figure out. Okay. We had more time. We could think more. But, okay. Vayit in the Gemara. Okay. So this is as far as the Lashon of Hare'at Mutasa Chalada not working by Shichur. Now the Gemara has a following couple of Shilas certainly showed us whether they work or not. Says the Gemara, what about the following? Hare at the atzmeich mahu. Let's say you use a lashon hare at the atzmeich. So what are we using this for? What are we discussing? For what? For gerushin, right? When I use a lashon hare at the atzmeich instead of a lashon of hare at muteris l'chol adam. Can you say that according to Rashi in the get? Can the get say, have the lashon hareat la'atzmech, you are to yourself? So what did study Hashayim, what are the two sides of this? Niyam rinan, should we say l'malacha kamala, that what he means is l'malacha. Meaning what? What's melacha? Rashi says, Shehei Maisa Yodel, Rashi's maybe out of order. She Maisa Yodel Shalah, that she keeps the Maisa Yodayin, and that's all he means. It doesn't mean to be matir her. Odimelo Gamri Kamala. Or does it mean what? The Maisa Yodayin, Rashi says, Afili Hinase. And therefore it's a valid lesson for Gerishin. That's the suffix. Amalu Rabinu Ravashi Tashma Desanya Gufosa Get Shichur. The essential lesson of Get Shichur is Hare Ata Ben Chorin, one way, or Hare Ata La'atzmecha, you are to yourself. Says Gemara Kavachomer Hashto Ma Eved Kenani Dekani Le Gufe. He has a Kinyan Haguf on the Eved Kenani. Ki Amalu Hare Ata La'atzmecha. So we say it doesn't just mean the Malach. But Lugami Kamala, it means totally to free the Ebed from everything, that including the Kinyan Aguf, and it's a total heter in every way. Isha Dilo Kanigre Gufa, here's a Mefurshe Gemara, not that we need a Raya from the Gemara, but Chorish, just because we dealt with this in the Rishonim, Eina Isha Mamonu Shobal, and so on and so forth. So if you want to have a Gemara that says it in no uncertain terms, here it is, Lugami Gemara. Isha Dilo Kanigre Gufa, there's no Kin the Gufa Isha, like by Eved, Lo Kosher Kein. Is it not more? Isn't that Kavachomer that you can have a Lashon Harei At La'atzmech that works for Gerishin? That's the Kavachomer. No, Fektosis. So this is Kavachomer. If you can have it La'atzmecha for Shichur, you should certainly have it for Isha. So now, why not say a similar Kavachomer to the case before that didn't work? What doesn't work for Isha? Hareyat Baschorin. Why not? It works for Ebed and Kani Lagufet. So certainly it should work for Isha as a Fektosis. Afogav the Gavi Hareyat Baschorin lo mahani mi Kavachomer. So why not say the Kavachomer to allow Hareyat Baschorin for Gerishin? Haini mishum de loshay cheyus b'Isha. There it's Mufka. The whole Russian is Bechal, totally incongruous, inappropriate, doesn't match Isha, so Kavachomer is not going to be able to take a Russian that's totally unrelated to what Gerishin is and use Baschorin and make it work. In other words, Hariyat Ga'atzmech is a Russian that has relevance for Isha, but there's another side to it. What else does it say? On the one hand, maybe it's fine. On the other hand, why wouldn't it be good? Because maybe it means Gamalach. But you see, by Shichur, it's not just Malacha. You see, it becomes a Lashon Shichur entirely. It works for Shichur. So, and there's Kariva Gufe. And yet we don't say it means Malacha. So the Kavah Chomer is, so too, by Maisi Adayim, we don't say that it just means Malacha over here. So you just have to overcome the tzad of the possibility that it's not a good Lashon because of Malacha, so that the Kavah Chomer can certainly leave credence to that, to push in the other direction, that it's a lesson of not malacha. It's a lesson that can work for shechur and kosher came for gerishin, because it makes sense to say la'atzmech. You're independent. You're on your own. You're not part of the. So I maybe means malacha. Yeah, but by shechur I didn't say means malacha. And there it's kani legufei. It's more reason that it can be malacha. That's how it attaches to tosis. So the lesson could work for gerishin, but it could also be malacha. Says a Kavachomer that you see that you don't interpret it to be malacha by Eved, where it's more reason to think it means malacha. Certainly by Isha, I don't say it means malacha, and therefore Mamela can work as a Lashon Gerishin. A Lashon Harei Baschorin, it's sure not Nashach for Gerishin, it's Kavachomer, it's not going to help you. Okay, that's the Shaila of Hareyat La'atzmech. So that's going to work by Eved and also by Isha. Now continues the Gemara the following. Amalei Rabina L'Ravashi. What about the following lesson for Shichur? Amar le'avdo ein li esek bach. Let's say he uses the following lesson again for Rashi, means in the Shtar Shichur. I have no involvement with you. Ein li esek bach. It's like I'm aside myself from you. What's the question in this lesson? My mi aminan ein li esek bach legamrei kamarei. Should we say it means legamrei, meaning totally for Shichur in every respect? Or maybe Eng Esik Bach only means Malach. Only means Malach. Let's ask ourselves a simple question here. On the tzad that it means malacha, did it work for malacha? So what do we see before on the other end? If you use a lashon just speaking to the kinyan iser, that was a rashi, that was a tosa rashi gid, tosa rashi here, nothing changed. That's in terms of your kinyan iser without a kinyan mum. Here, the Gemara's shal is, will it work a gamri or does it mean a malacha? But the Gemara doesn't spell that, and if it means malacha, then it accomplished for malacha, that it's like a mafkir avdo, so to speak, but you can do it even without being mafkir avdo. You can do it with a lashon in the shtar that's stating releasing from the kinyan mama, or no. The only way you can have the kinyan mama released without kinyan iser is through mafkir avdo. And even that's a machokas where you need a shikra, or maybe everything falls apart. But through a shtar shikra, it's got to be all or nothing. That's a shayla. We'll have to know if you're medayik here and anything in the rashi. That's the shayla of the Gemara. Let's take a see the Rashi. Rashi says, La Abdo means Kanani, Lugamri, do we say it's Lugamri, Afilu Lashikhru Gufo? Umuta de Baschorin. What do you think in this Rashi? Any mashmos in Rashi on this question? So, do we say it's Lugamri, Afilu Lashikhru Gufo, Umuta de Baschorin? What's the mashma from Rashi? What does Rashi mean? Lugamri meaning, and we'll have enough gamina with the baschorin, as opposed to, if it wasn't lugamri, then what? No. Then should be also baschorin. But as far as the mominus, it's chor mashpin rashi, what would be? What something changed. Or else Rashi should have said, lugamri, and then there's something to talk about. Then there's a status change in terms of the shichur. Because if it wasn't lugamri, then nothing changed, like Rashi said in the other direction. I think this Rashi would lend itself to the impression, you hear, on both sides, Diuk and Rashi, that if you had a star with a Lashon that speaks to the Kinyan Mamon, it may not speak to the Kinyan Issa, but it would still accomplish what Mafkir Avda would accomplish. But maybe this Lashon is encompassing also the Kinyan Issa, that's the Shaila. So Nafkamina would be, only if Mutar Baschor, not Mutar Baschor. This Pashto is in the Diuk of Rashi. So that's our shayla. Eng Isik Bach, can it be interpreted as more than just malacha, or is it limited to malacha? And again, if it was malacha, Masman Rashi, that would be fine. That would accomplish Gabi the malacha. So what's the answer? I'm going to Rav Nachman or Rav Ashi. So Rav Nachman says, I'll be posted it, but I'm going to Rav Chani Michozal or Rav Ashi. Tashma, the following. Hamocher Avdo Lovdi Kachan. It says in a Bryce and Gittin, based on the Mishnah there, if a person will sell his Eved Kenani to a guy, the halacha is Yatza L'Cheirus. The Chachamim, the Knas, the Chachamim said that the Eved goes free. I mean, obviously the guy is going to do what he wants, but technically, the din is that the Eved is now free, but the Tzorach gets Shechwer Mirabo Rishon, he has to formally give him a get Shechwer, but that's part of the Takana, that he has to do that. He has to free him. So his din is that he should be yotze l'cheirus, but l'maisa he still needs to get shichur to technically release the kinyan that exists because the kinyan is still there on the Rabbo Rishon even though he sold it. Amav Shem Gamliel. So soon see the details in Rashi Shem Gamliel. B'med Mamun. When is this all true? That he has to write a star shichur in order to formalize the shichur. Shelo kasev alav ono. That he didn't write, ono is milashen star, different way to say star, the koach, the star, which is a document that attests to some situation that he's freeing him. Avokasev of ono, zeo shichru, that can serve as the star shichru. Now what does that mean? Hechidami ono, amrav sheshes, the kasev way, this is what he wrote when he's selling him to the Eved, to the goy. Kishetivach mimenu, when you run away from the goy, Rashi says he's getting to the extent that you'll be successful. In other words, if you're able to run away, which could also include when I do what I could to release you and to impose you and to buy you back, but when all that will occur, so what else will occur at that point? Engli Esikbach. So what is Rav Sheshes using as a Lashon of Shichur? An Engli Esikbach. So what do you see exactly from this Rav Sheshes? That Engli Esikbach is a Lashon of Shichur because that can serve as a Shtar Shichur. The shtar shichur is a shtar shichur that's chal when? It's an interesting case. It's not chal now. He's writing the Shtar now, and it's Chawen Kishetivrach, like Achalamid. It's like a Shtar of Achalamid that take place at that point in time in the future. In the Esek Bach, we said it could be a Russian Shechur, or maybe it's only Malacha. Here you see it's a Russian of Shechur. Even though the alternative of Malacha here, Lechara, wouldn't exist, no, because what did he do? He sold him to a guy. So what's the Malacha anyway? He doesn't have in the end. So Lechara, in this case, what's the Raya to the Shail of Engli Esek Bach? That might mean Malacha. Here it can't mean Malacha. This Kash I saw in the Ran and Gittin. The Ran and Gittin asked this. On the Gemara and Gittin, you have the parallel Gemara. The Ran in the back raises that question. You can't really say Malacha over here anyway. What does he say? Yeah, but why would Avsheshes have picked such a Lashon if not to teach me the broader implications for such a Lashon even in a different case? Like, why would Avsheshes have to, you know, frame the Lashon that way? That's what I think he says. Ramina la tashmana, yeah. In tuchal l'mam nev gacham en li esek bach alma en li esek bach itzdach mem hei in dapi arif mem hei mit alef in gitten alma en li esek bach ashen shechru ba afa gaf says the man the hosam leka le meimah bim racha kama shekvar machro afil hachim mit in nakat rav sheshes halishna mas malashen cheyes gamer hu di ilo lichtam is kedak min meni harayata min chorin. Why does Hashem have to dafka use Harei Esek Bach? So must be he's telling me not just because of this case where you don't have the option of a Malacha, but it's a Lashon Shechur all the time. Let's see the Rashi first, and then we'll take the questions. Up Rashi. So we imposed the Shad of Esek Bach from the case of Gittin, of Mocher Abdul of the Kachavim. Yatzel Acheros, Akrashi, Ba'afagav, the Kaimelon, Kotzim, Moso, Lifdosim, and Evikachavim, Adasar, Bedam, of the Afgame, and Mitzvahs. I don't know what to make of the Ba'afagav, quite honestly. I mean, Lechera, Rashi is saying that the din of Yatzel Acheros is what? Unless Rashi is saying it about because of a Tzach Get Shichler, I don't know. Pashut Rashi would be saying the din of Yatzel Acheros is the Kaimelon that you penalize the person to be poded over the Kachavim. However much money it's going to cost, even 10 times his value, because of the terrible thing you did, because an Eber is Chayv Mitzvahs Ke'isha, and he's now in a situation where he's not going to be able to perform mitzvahs. What's the Be'afagav? I don't know, what's the Be'afagav, yeah?
Even if you're pulled at him, you still don't get him back.
Okay, that good. In other words, even though you're pulled at him, you're still going to lose him. Okay, that could be. But how do you break down the words? Be'afagav, it's okay, even though... Yep,
he's got
even though, okay, good. Okay. But Tzarech gets Shechwer, you need to get Shechwer at Tir B'Vaschorin, Mishim Dovi Kochavim Gufo Lokani, because that which you sold the Eved did not accomplish a status change in terms of being Kona the Gufo Eved. Dechsiv in Pashas Bahar, Mehem Tiknu, the Bnei HaToshavim, those who were living there at Yisrael, Atem Kona Mehem, Velohim Kona Mikem, Velohim Kona Zerzeh. In other words, you can only have a Kenyan Aguf on the other Kenani, but a Goy cannot, and that's the way it works. Therefore, as far as the Kenyan Aguf, it's still here by the original Jew, therefore he needs to be Meshach with the Eved. B'medvam Amush Tzach Get Shechwe says, Rav Shim Gamliel, Shelo Kosev Olav Ono Kishamachle, because he didn't write the Shtar. Ono Lashon Shtar. What is the case? Says Rav Sheches, Kish Tibach Mimenu Min Obli Kachavin, Ainly Esek Bach Al Malashin Shichru Hu. Tosus a second. Kish Tibach Mimenu Kolomar. What does it mean to me? Mimenu Min Obdi Kochavim. That's when the Shichru will take place. When you escape, when you get out of that situation, that's when you become a Shichru. But it's only Shichru at that point in time. Avo Ainu Rod Shalomar Kish Tibach Mimeni Me'achshav. Some of Magir Mimenu Me'achshav. Me'achshav Ainly Esek Bach. He doesn't mean to Meshacharim effective now. Like if it's, when that happens, but it's a shichur as of now. Imkir miyad ben cholin. That means he'd be free right now. The yischai ben mitzvahs immediately, completely like a regular ben Yisrael, and that's obviously not a good thing. Below yuchol kaimam beis ha'ed gachavin nimsasheralo mashikosev lavono. Then comes that the kosev lavono is not his benefit at all. So therefore, what he obviously wants to do is allow him to become free as a full-fledged Jew at the point that he leaves the jurisdiction of the guy. Yeah, so that's a tibach mimenu. This is the lesson of what? Of Engli Esek Bach by Shichver. What would you say by an Isha that we haven't seen in the Gemara? Would you have a lesson of Engli Esek Bach that would work for Gerishin? The Gemara ends up saying that it works for Shichver. Tosus Yazakin assumes here on the side of the Gemara. What does he say? So what are you going to say, Kavachomer? Like Gemara uses before, but you have to first say it's Shaykh in order to say it's a Kavachomer. That was what we saw in Tosis. Now the Tzad of the Gemara though is maybe Miz Malacha. So he's saying, so the same way we were posted the other case was the Russian of what? What was the case of Harayat La'atzmeich? So we used the Kavachomer to make that work for Isha. So maybe the same thing should work over here for the Kavachomer to make it work for Isha too. Engli Esek Bach. Yeah? What would it be? So that's the question. So that's what they bring that in. Tosfos Rabbi Zalkin says, Almal Gamik, he says, the Koshkein Beisha, the Lo Kanila Gufa, the Gamik Kamala, the Zeimbo Suffix. So he says what Noam said. Right? Tosfos Rabbi Zalkin says what you said, that it would be a Kavachomer, and that it would work. Either Ram doesn't bring it by Gerishin, no. But he assumes that it should work. If you look in the Rashba and the Iri, they don't agree with this. The Rashba and the Iri both relate to this issue. The Rashba brings from the Ravid, the Asikna, the Engli Esek Bach, Gami Kama, the Yatzel Echeirus. Maybe it's before. Oh no, before. How the boy Ravina Miravashi Amalabi and Isaac Bach Gabi Isha Lo Boyla, says the Rashba. By Isha there's no Shaila. The Pshitale de Lagabi Gat Lab Kumhi, the Eli Isaac Bach Keini Isechu. Uksir the Shilcha Boisharchis Atma, Yimachavin to the Ravid. It's basically Shisharchis Atma. It's like any Isech. The other word. It's like any Isech. Any Isech, we said, was not a Lashon Gerushin. You're making yourself separated from the Isha, and you have to have separate her from you, not you from her. That's what he brings from the Ravid. So we have a Machokis Rishonim here. What would the Tosfos Rabbi Zalkin hold? No, it's not like any Isha. Better. Iri. He also assumes Kasav Ishto Engli Esek Bach Ein Zeklum. And he says the same idea. The Losov Davar. The Engli Esek Bach Shehu Kimishalech Atzmo, the same svara of the Ravid, Mishalech Atzmo, Elaaf Be Engli Esek Englicha Esek Di. So what about if you framed it this way? Not Engli Esek Bach, Englicha or Englach Esek Di. So then maybe you're Mishalech from you. Says so he brings that case. He says no. She Ein Lashon Zeh Nema Ela B'Mamu. No, separate from that. Shalachas Atzmo. It's only shaykh by a transaction relating to monetary transaction. Engli Esek Bach. It's a mamon that's like a type of a lashon. So even though the Gemara's shaykh is presented as doesn't mean malacha, doesn't mean shichwer, but it's all because we're talking about the realm of mamonis, and then his shaykh is it about legamri or not legamri? But when you're talking about isha, then it says the Meiri, it's not just because Engli Esek Bach is mishalech es atzmo, but because even Ein Lecha Esek Bi, Ein Lecha Esek Bi, it's not a Russian Shaykh to Ishus at all. Tosfos Rabbi Zalkin even would seem to allow Ein Lecha Esek Bach. You have to know what would be the difference in terms of the other Taina of Ein Ishech. It's an interesting Shaykh that we've shown in Avram before. Good? Get resolved. Okay, I want to go back just for the sake of, you know, we did the Sugya Baruch Hashem, I think, pretty well, but just a Mar Makom or so that we didn't quite spell out at the time. Let's do it in the following way. Let me bring the kasha of the Chalkas Mechokit from the sugya, and then we'll see what we can say, the direction for response to this. I know if you got to it enough, it's fine. I'll speak it out. I mean, it could die at some point, you know, maybe in the summer, after learning, you know, the many datim in the first parak, go through Torah Shulchan Aruch, just to see that, you know, it will have a different feeling, to see how it's all brought. And some of the Nosei Kelim, it's like a different feeling when you learn the sugya with Rishonim, and then you see the psakim of the Rama, you'll see more than what we saw, but at least you'll be holding. There's a psak of the Rama, very, very revolutionary psak. He bases it on a Mordechai. Not everybody agrees that that's pshat in Mordechai, but this is what the Rama writes in Chav Zayin, in Sif Gimel, in the middle of the Rama, says the following. Okay, we start from right before. Yesh omim v'afagav v'lishonos elu lo mahani im lo diber ima be'iske kedushin. The shonas that are suffic are not going to work if it was not diber ima. That's what the Gemara says. No yada. Mikol makom im hiyo meres shekibla l'shem kedushin havi suffic kedushin. So where do we see this?
The Ram.
And the parenthesis says the Ram. Okay, that's fine. That we saw. We spoke that out at the time. The Ram. But then the Ramah continues. It says va'afilu nasan la b'shtika. Wow. V'lo diber klum. Listen to this. No diber ima, and no words at the time that it was given. He v'hu omrim shekibnu l'shem kedushin, and they both tell you afterwards that they understood each other that it was for kedushin. Havi kedushin. Parentheses based on the Mordechai Perkish Mekadesh. You read the Rama, you get the impression, what kind of Kiddushin is it? Safik or Vaday? Vaday. That sounds revolutionary, correct? No one said anything. No one said anything, and except they tell you afterwards that they understood through Kiddushin. And it's a Vaday Kiddushin. If you use the bad Lashon, what do we say? And she said she understood it. Safek Kiddushin. That was the line earlier. Now, he says it was total silence. Vada Kiddushin. So the Chos Machokik is very upset with this. And the side of the Shulchan Aruch. Mipshad Lashon Mashma, the Havi Vada Kiddushin. The Adif, Nasan Labishtika, Midibor Hani Lishni Dimbay Labigamar. In other words, the Lashon of Mesupak cannot be Vada Kiddushin. But if Shtika would be Vada Kiddushin. So Din Zed Sarach Iyun. Eich Yala Ladas, the Nasan B'Shtika have Vada Kiddushin. And whereas the Hecha, the Nasan Hu, the Amrahi, is what? The Safek Kiddushin. The Chibishpil Amirasa Gara. That's his kasha. And he goes on and on with this. That's his main kasha. How could it be worse and better than Nasan Ubramahi, which is a suffix? But if she said nothing, Nasan Ubishtika, and she said nothing, Vivada Kiddushin.
Did he say anything?
No, not what's Nasan Ubramahi. He said nothing. Who spoke? She did.
No, I'm saying in this case,
where it's
Kiddushin.
No. That's the case.
Wouldn't that be a problem with
Kiddushin? So that's, I think, where you have to start going. Yeah. So this is why I gave the Tosfos Rid that we hadn't done at the time, but just there's one small paragraph of Tosfos Rid over here that basically says the following Kiddush. We saw in the beginning of the Sugya, the very, very beginning, we started talking about Nasan Ubramahi. So we saw various Rishonim that addressed the case of Nasan Ubramahi, which is a Safek Kiddushin based on the Kitikach. Are we talking about Diber Ima or not with Diber Ima? So what did the Rishonim that we saw thus far affirm? Nasan Ubramahi, when is it a Safek? It's only what? What? Was it Diber Ima or was it not Diber Ima? Let's say it would be Diber Ima and then Nasan Ubramahi. So now we can bring in the Diber Ima again. We saw Diber Ima with Rav Yossi. So Diber Ima was good Kiddushin. And then the Shas Maisa, he gave her without saying a word, the Amrahi. So what did the Tosfos HaRash, for example, and the Rashba, what did they all say? Diber Ima, Asukim Bo Se'inyin, okay, whatever you need for Diber Ima, and then Bishas, the Nesina Sakesef, he said nothing, and Amrahi. What did the Rishonim say about that case? the Kodeshes was something the Kodeshes. No, this is all for Chazar. What did you remember? You remember from the beginning of the Sugya. Why the Tosa Rash and the Rashban, all the Rishon that we saw thus far in this question. We discussed, there are three possibilities at the time of the Kedushin, and we have to know what would be if it Nasan Uvam Rahi. Let's go over all three. If he said Hareini Ishech at the time of the Nesina Sakesef, but it was Dibarima beforehand, what's the din? Hareini Ishech is no good. If Dibarima helps, it doesn't help to change that. That was enforced at the end of the rush. Beginning of the rush. Beginning of that rush for the days. So, because he spoiled it, he has a bad lashon. So I Dibarima, but now you use the lashon Makukal, that's for sure no good. Let's say you used Dibarima beforehand and you said Hareini Makudeshes without Li. So you call that your daim she'im ochichos. Kodesh is without Li, but what if it was a Dibarima? What do we see over there?
Didn't work.
So, what?
Didn't work without Li.
No, I'm talking about, but that is not Dibarima. Let's say it was Dibarima beforehand.
It works.
Why does it work? So now really it's not simple. The Meiri says because it's no worse than if it was Shtika. Dibarima works, so now without Li it's no worse. The Rush, he said a different part. He said, why does it work? Because he remembers? Because it's no worse than what? It's even better than what? Nazir over the fun of it. He said, hey. In other words, Yadayim Shein Mochichos problem disappears. It's like Yadayim Mochichos even better than that. The Rush, and we were Medayik in that Rush. Why did Rush have to say that? Apparently, without saving it that way, he would have the equivalent of any Ishech without a Li. If you save a Kadesh without Li, it's a bad Rush. It's like saying Hareini Ishech, and therefore you can't simply say it's as if you said nothing. It's as if you said something bad without the Li. No, but the answer is that now we can take the original Dibarima and understand that Mekudesh just means to Li, and therefore I don't have a problem in the Lashon at all right now, because I can frame it as a different Lashon than what you think. So therefore, that's how the Rush puts it. But the bottom line is the din is the same, that Dibarima and then without Li works. Any Ishech, Hareini Ishech would not work even by Dibarima. That's a bad lashon. Mekudesh is without Li, with Dibarima works, whatever the reason. What about now the case we started with? Nasanu ba'amrahi, which is a Suffolk condition. Would it be different if it was Dibarima? So the Tosa Rush says Mefurish, and the Rashba, what do they all say? Suffolk condition or Vada condition? Dibarima beforehand. Which case? Let's go back to Tosus of Rush, the beginning of the Sugya. Right? Tosus of Rush says, I'm not mistaken, my memory serves me correctly. It's a while. The problem of Nasanu Amrahi, because Ki Yikach Bo Ki Tikach, says the Rush. Vim tomar nasan hu ba'amrehi amai lo abi kedushin ha figu nasan b'shtika abi kedushin kishayi medabri ma uiske kidiv kedusheha. So how could it be worse than the dibrei ma? Yeshua ma din achinami. Kishu dibrei ma tchil al uiske kedushin. The nasan la b'shtika az al pi diburo nasan. So amrehi is not going to work, make it worse. Abel Hakamai Shalot Dibri Makod Nesina. Elohi Amrelo Tenli Manav Hakadosh Anilach V'Nasan Lav Hidibura. This is what we saw in other Rishonim as well. So at the time, we didn't see inside. We didn't emphasize. There's another sheet of Mefurish in the Sugya that argues, and that's the Tosas Rid. And this I think is going to help us back to the Kasha the Chokas Machokik on the Ramah. Tosas Rid in a small piece. The Gemara says Eid the Yarev Lav Eshasik Hachinami. The cases of the doubtful Rishonos. So if it's quiet, you're right, and then it would be no worse than Dibarima. And that is Dibarima, and you're quiet. But now that you said a bad Lashon, now it's worse. Now it can be worse. V'kach yesh lomar nami. So the same way, the Gemara is clear that the doubtful Rishonos can make a Suffolk Kedushin even by Dibarima. And if it was a sure bad Lashon, it would be no good. Kach yesh lomar nami v'nasan uva'amehi. Against what we saw in terms of Rashi, the Rashi and others, the Lomibai, for sure, if the case is Kesha Emadabi Iski Kedushaha, then for sure Nasan Bami is not going to work. It's Misafi Kedusha, not a Vada Kedusha. Even though there was a deeper ima, he spoke to her beforehand. If he gave it to her, nobody said a word, but there was a deeper ima beforehand. Havi kiddushin gemurin. That would be perfect. Hashta the amrahi enon kiddushin gemurin. Meaning to say only a safik kiddushin. Why? That's because of it. The nirin hadvarim. Shebedibor ha'isha gamru ha'kiddushin. It appears that the kiddushin is nigmar through her words. She's having the last word, if you will. Vanan bi'inan sheyigmaru bedibor ha'ish. Meaning the problem is ki'ikach. On the tzad, it's not ki'ikach, it's ki'tikach. And even though there was dibor ima beforehand, if it's a nasan hu v'omra, he didn't say anything, she spoke. So her voice is the loudest voice. Her voice is the last voice. That could be a ki'tikach problem. Now, let's clarify. What would you say if it was a dibor ima and was nasan hu v'omrahu v'omrahi? What's the din? Any question? The Kodeshes, right? For sure. If it's nasan hu v'omrahu, the omrahi is not going to be a problem. Where is there a problem? If it was dibor ima beforehand and now he's quiet b'shas ma'isa and then it's omrahi. Wait a second, but if dibor ima is counting for the amira, we said, right? That's the pshat of dibor ima. So isn't that the same as dibor as nasan hu v'omrahu v'omrahi? So what is he saying? Dibor ima, what has dibor ima work? The umdina or the amira of the dibor ima, that counts for the nesina, right? So why? What's it? Nasan hu v'omrahu v'omrahi or dibor ima, and then nasan b'shtika v'omrahi? No, but you're agreeing if nasan hu v'omrahu v'omrahi is mekudeshes, right? Because her umrah is not going to spoil it. You agreed. I asked you that. I set a trap for you. You told me that would be fine. I agree with you. I tend to agree. That would be fine. Tosfos really is not saying that would be a problem because the amrahi rating spoils everything. No. It's amrahu v'amrahi, but it was nasanhu v'amrahu v'amrahi. Fine. Because that's just vada. But nasanhu v'amrahi is a suffix, not a vada condition, even if it was deeper in before him, because near had volume that be deeper isha gamra kiddushin. What is the pshat? What is the pshat here?
Why, according, hold on. According to the Tosfos read, we said if she does the last thing, then it's her, then she's finalizing it. Why are we all of a sudden just saying that if it's nasan hu v'omer hu v'omer hi, when's the kiddushin chal?
I don't think anyone would dispute nasan hu v'omer hu v'omer hi. That would be kiddushin. The omer hi is not going to make worse if there was an omer hu.
So when was the kiddushin chal, though? After the omer hu?
Let's say they both spoke at the same time. I don't know. He gave it to her at the same time. He said, I read Kedushin.
But according to the Tosarin, if she looks like she's finalizing it, it's not a good Kedushin. Exactly.
So you would think he would say the same thing there? Okay, it's a Kedush. I could argue, I would think that he would agree in that case. There's a Chiluk. There's a Chiluk. What's the Chiluk in the case here? What? Why here it's Nirin Hadvarim Shebedibor HaIsha Gamla Kedushin? That's true in this case. Because he's not speaking now. He spoke beforehand. But whose voice are you hearing at the time of the Nesina? No, I'm hearing it. Not hearing his voice. If she said nothing, then you can go back and hear his voice from the minute before, from the Diva Ima. But if whose voice? Let's put it this way: you have his voice from the Diva Ima. You have her voice from Harim Mekudesh Hashlach. Whose voice is louder? Whose voice is stronger? Hers. That's the problem. Kitikach. If his voice is as strong as hers, that would not be kitikach problem. That's what the same Tosfos said, I think. Nasanu v'amar v'amrahi, then the amrahi is not going to spoil the fact that I have an amrahu. If the amrahu is on the same decibel level, or lamdishly speaking, it's the amira of his, it's the kiyikach, then it's not kitikach. But if you have to come on to an amrahu because of the dibur ima, that's not the same koach of an amira as an amira mifureshes at the time of the nesina. So her amira at the time of the nesina is going to create a problem of the dibura nirin hadvarim. That's a kitik. That's against the other rishonim. Other rishonim assume that dibur ima makes a bad condition even by nasanu v'amrahi. Tosfos readers disagree. Now, again, there's a lot more to think about here, but it's important shita. We haven't spelled it out. Now we've spelled it out. Now go back to the Ramah. So the Ramah has this stock, which is again big chidush. Nasan la below Amira, the shtika. Nobody said anything. lo and behold, afterwards, he says and she says, we're thinking Kiddushin. So first of all, to say Vada Kiddushin is immediately to assume that, where's the Amira here? Where's the Amira? So right away you have a big Kiddush in the Mordechai, separate from everything else. Where's the Amira? There's no Amira. So how could it be Kiddushin? There's no Amira. So the only answer is going to fall back on is to say, we hold a Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi holds Dibeima works. So we asked ourselves, why does Rav Yossi hold Dibeima works? So one possibility that occurred to us, which we rejected, but maybe this is going to be the Peshat in the Mordechai. What would be the Peshat in Rav Yossi? Tell me. No, you don't need Amira. What do you need? You need that what? And she understands Kiddushin. In other words, like the Gemara says, Mina Yada. So the Dibeima allows us to know that she has asked for Kiddushin. Like when the Gemara asked Tirosale, Mina Yada, that was that. We asked, why didn't we ask better? By the later question, Ilatas was in Mina Yada. Ask better, where's the Amira? We asked that in the Gemara. So if you hold that the entire point of Amira is so that they should know, he should know, she should know, so then the Gemara asked Mina Yada. That was Tosus Kasha and Rashi. But Siblonos, yesterday we mentioned, if that's the only halacha of Amira, which could be what the Mordechai is saying according to the Ramah, so then Rabbi Yossi's Shita is you'll need Amira. You just need it, she should know. And the machokis for Maisa Sheni is going to be a separate machokis. Do you need Amira there? Do you not need Amira? When it comes to Gimbuk, do you need Amira? Rabbi Yossi holds, you don't need Amira Be'etzim. You just need that she had asked for Kiddushin. But the question was still, why would it be worse by a case of Nasanhu Ba'amrahi? If Maisa, he understood Kiddushin, she understood Kiddushin, and if he said nothing, Mikudeshes, Vadai. Again, the Amira is only a technicality that you should know, she should know for Kiddushin. So the answer is, we'll use a Tosis for it. Because this will be a Kintikach problem. That would be the answer to the first Kash, the Chokas Machokas. He's jumping on the Ramah and saying, but what do you mean? Nothing about me. If he didn't say a word, Mikudesh is Vadai, you're telling me. That's what's Mashma the Ramah here. So now it's going to be worse by Amrahi. The answer is, so Tosis for it. Yeah. He says, even a Dibeima, Nasanu Vamrihi is a problem. And I explained, if it was Nasanu Amarhu Amrihi, that wouldn't be a problem, because that's not Nirin Shibidibura Nigma Kiddushin, because he's speaking as loud as she is. But to the extent that his voice is not as loud as hers, it's a Dibeima, but not at the time rather than seen as her voice, that's worse. No, same thing with the Ramah. In a Chanami, you don't need Amira according to Ramah at all, except that she should know. If they say, we understood it, and you have to know the Edom, but the Edom understood, or Chais, whatever you do, the Edom, that's a separate question. So now, Mikudeshes. I, Nasanu Vamrahi, that's a Kitikach. That's what the Tosfos is saying. That's the direction in terms of Rabbi Miyashin the Ramah. Yeah?
Have you seen a case of the Ran? The Ran's case is for Nomidabrima. She said she knew what was going on.
The Rab's case was a Lashon that was a doubtful Lashon, and it was not Dibeima, and the Rab says it would be another way to have the suffix of whether it's a Kiddushin or not, it would be a suffix Kiddushin.
You can't say anything here
that... Here is Medayik in the Ramah that's a Vada Kiddushin. And that would assume that Amira is no special
case, but you're saying the her idea is being Poel, what the Medayik would have been.
It's not her idea. It's her Amira, that would spoil it. Her Amira. Again, and that's, again, with the Tosfos, we have a way to understand the difference between the cases.
Sort of, if you're looking at it from like an Edom's perspective, like outside, what you could like get from what you see, kind of. So if nobody's saying anything, then you could just rely on like their thought process. But then if you have him not saying anything, but then when he gives it, she says something, like you're going to take her word.
Yeah, that's basically what Tosfos is saying. Yeah, that makes changes the balance here of the tzura of the kiddushin.
And that's
correct.
Of not having, we saw that issue of not having a shmia or something with the edus when they both don't say anything.
So you have to know, right? Where's the edus kiddushin? That like becomes a separate kiddushin, right? Where's the edus kiddushin? How are they supposed to know and read their minds? That's another issue to figure out.
Like retroactively, would it work? Or it's not?
Yeah, that's good.
When it says that they both asked. That when they both said that it was Lashem Kiddushin, is that the Aiden asking?
Yeah, but when they witnessed in the Sinas HaKesef, they're the coolest. So we saw in terms of Hardas, so we had the Kibbeh Eger and Avni Miluyim, that since Hardas is only kiddushin, but it's not the nice of kiddush, not the shorish of the kiddushin. So we saw that you can argue that not knowing her das is not chesun of edikiyu. But what about his, not knowing his das? I mean, her, he's giving it without any amira. There was no prior amira. So for all we know, for all the edim know, he's giving a matana. So how could it work without edikiyu? That's another big problem in the Rambam.
I don't know if this is oversimplifying it, but can you just explain that what we're taking out is just that there's another Havdara in Kiddushin, that it's, we originally thought that there was, it just had to be Ki Yikach, it had to fall into the Havdara of Ki Yikach, but now we're adding the, no, there's really two Gedar, it's Ki Yikach, and it can't, you know, shy away from that, it can't be Tikiyach and Tzatz, but it can't be Tikach, and now there's also a Das that we have. So it's just, there's two Gedar in by Kiddushin. If you fall into these, both of these Gedar, it's a good Kiddushin, i.e. Das, and it has to be Ki Yikach.
I mean, it's correct. There's clear another problem of Ki Yikach or Ki Tikach. Question is, will that exist as a problem if you have enough of what we call Ki Yikach for him? You have a Dibur Imar, you have an Amira. No, but more than that, maybe it's called a Maisa Kisa because of what's coming on his side. Once he's bringing to the table what's sufficiently considered to be his Maisa Kisa, his Dibur Imar, his whatever, so then maybe that's enough to call Ki Yikach. Look, Masha, why is there a suffix? Go back to the beginning of the sugya. Why is there a suffix in Nasan Uvam Rehi? We discussed in the beginning. Why is that a suffix? What are the sides of this suffix? So we had different ways to explain it. The Tosfos and Rashi, maybe with the approach is, if he did some element of the Kicha, is that good enough? He did the Nasan, he didn't do the Amar, he did the main part of the Kicha. That was one way to understand the Shaila. The Ran seemed to say no. Ki Yikach means he has to be the one bringing her into his Rishus. If she's bringing herself into his Rishus, that's Ki Tikach. The Shaila is, how do you view a situation where you know what he's thinking because of what she said? The Ran explained, remember that was the Ran that we brought in. We know that he's intending to bring her into his Rishus because it's no worse than Dibur Imar when she says, I'm being mekudeshes to you, you know he's thinking based on her das, and so just like if it was Dibur Imar beforehand, that's called Ki Yikach. So therefore, it's called Ki Yikach when he gives her the ring, and you know that he's taking her because she said, I'm becoming mekudeshes to you, so you know he's doing it out of das, but she said, that's called Ki Yikach. Or no, because, says the Ran, I only know that he's doing it because of her word, that's what builds the umdina. So that's a very chesaron of kitikach, just like kitikach means she cannot bring herself into his mishus. To the extent that she's allowing us to understand what he's doing and what he's thinking, that's called she's being mishtatef in coming to his mishus. That's a kitikach. It's not about, did he do enough of kitikach to call kitikach? Is it called kitikach or is it called kitikach?
All the Rishonim would
agree. That was the Ram saw it.
Yeah, all the Rishonim agree that it's kitikach. It's just some Rishonim say kitikach is, he could do, if he does 60%, that's fully Ki Yikach,
right,
not called.
Right.
And some Rishonim say no, even if there's a little of not Ki Yikach, so it's not
that,
Ki Yikach.
That's the Ram.
But in the Hanami, right, it has to be Ki Yikach. They just call Ki Yikach. They have a machlokas of how do they call it. How is Ki Yikach spoiled?
Yeah. But there's halacha of Ki Yikach or Ki Yikach. Yeah. Okay. So Rabbi, let's just take a few minutes.